This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 33 for Wednesday, August 24th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures Canola Market is experiencing choppy trading on Wednesday morning despite a decline in the Canadian dollar. Sunny skies and temperatures in the high 20 degrees Celsius are forecast for Alberta and parts of Saskatchewan later today, while southern Manitoba will stay in the low 20s. However, rain and thunderstorms are expected later in the week. Crude oil is higher to start the day as shrinking stockpiles in the U.S. outweigh demand concerns. Chicago soy oil is slightly lower, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are both higher. The Canadian dollar dropped one-third of a U.S. cent. The November canola contract is down 20 cents per ton at $850.20. In the U.S., corn and soybean prices are rising due to yield concerns for the country's crops, while wheat is dealing with worldwide supply concerns due to drought elsewhere. The Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour on Tuesday projected Nebraska's corn yield at 158.5 bushels per acre, lower than last year's crop tour average of 182.4. Indiana also showed a year-by-year decline in corn yields, with the average at 177.9 bushels per acre, compared to last year's value of 193.5. Heat and drought concerns in Europe and China, as well as the shipping situation in Ukraine, are also affecting prices. The December corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.59. Soybeans are also showing lower yields in the U.S. In Nebraska, the number of pods in a 3x3-foot square averaged 1,064, lower than last year's average of 1,226. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported a private sale of 110,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning, while very strong U.S. domestic crush to margins are keeping soybeans in demand. The November soybean contract is up 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.74. Wheat is rising with spillover support from both corn and soybeans. Rains are expected for parts of the U.S. southern plains ahead of the winter wheat planting season. The Ukrainian Grain Association reduced its projected 2022 wheat crop by 8.7% to 19 million tons on the six-month anniversary of Russia's invasion of the country. Meanwhile, Russia's wheat yields are estimated to be 35% higher than last year, and Germany is also projecting a slight increase in yields. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.06. The December Kansas City hard-ride wheat contract is up 11 U.S. cents at $8.90. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 10 U.S. cents at $9.22. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 24th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.